Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm very excited about this half hour, ladies and gentlemen, because two of my favorite people are back with us. Clara Villarosa is back, and Clara is, she opened her own bookstore in Denver, Colorado, years ago, decades ago, and carved out her little niche in the marketplace and was very successful. And she is she's also a success coach now. She's the author of Down to Business, which is an outstanding book. And she's our good friend, Clara Villarosa. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back.
Good
and
morning.
Donald Hunter is here too. Don is the CEO of Don Hunter Financial. He's a financial expert. He helps people like you and me to make sure that we do the best with the financial resources that we have. He's also, as is Clara, an entrepreneur himself. Don Hunter, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Say hi to Clara.
Hi, Clara.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
And these outstanding African American people, these two outstanding people, have been with us before individually, but also together. And both of you are here to help me celebrate Black History Month, or as it was called originally, Negro History Month.
That's right.
So, what do you think about that, Clara?
Well, for me, having an African American specialty bookstore, I said we celebrate African American History Month or Black History Month every day the store is open.
Every day you were able to open your door,
that's
that was a celebration, right?
That's right. It was a celebration because we were selling African American literature books to African American people.
And you know, Don, I think most small business owners, regardless of their origin, most small business owners celebrate that every day, don't you?
I think so. Yeah,
just I tell you what. Every time I open my door in the morning of my office, I'm always ready for a celebration. But I certainly agree with you. You know, I want to talk just a little bit about African American, or I should say, Black History Month. It began in 1926 by Dr. Carter Woodson.
Carter G. Woods.
Carter, exact. Thank you. Okay, Claire, you go ahead. Take off.
Go, no, that's okay. Go ahead.
Tell us about it. Well,
no, you do it.
No. Okay, you're right. Dr. Carter G. Woodson, and he was an interesting guy because his parents had been slaves. He worked in the coal mines he didn't even start high school until he was 20. And he wound up getting a PhD from Harvard, and he was so upset that whatever African American information there was in the history books was derogatory. It wasn't really telling the story, and so he set about getting some of the more accurate, positive stories about African Americans in the history books, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And what he was concerned about was if there was any information. What information was there was about slavery.
Right.
As if that was the whole legacy for African-American people.
Right.
And it was always presented in a way that it was derogatory for us. We were victims, or we perpetuated it.
Right. And he picked February as the month to celebrate it because it coincided with the month that Frederick Douglass, one of the great African Americans, and Abraham Lincoln were both born in this month.
Oh, that was the reason why he picked February.
February, yeah. What, when you think about a Black History Month, what do you think?
Well, when I was growing up, Black History Month was a big thing. I grew up in Bakersfield, California, and for teenagers, it was a huge thing because we had a Black History pageant, and it was. For young African Americans to really start to like a rite of passage where they would be able to compete for the Black History and male mm-hmm. winner, and you had a female winner, and they had to be multi-talented. And so it was, every February, it was a huge event.
What year did you win that, Don?
Actually, I never participated.
Oh, you didn't?
Handsome guy
like you, I would have thought you would have won that one year.
I never participated in it.
Now, the audience may remember that you're blind, and you've been blind a long time, haven't you, Don?
I've been blind since age 7.
Since age 7.
Medication reaction.
Yeah. And so that's one of the things that Don overcame to become a successful entrepreneur. Clara opened a black bookstore, a black-oriented bookstore, as a female in Denver, Colorado, all those years. These are both people who've overcome a lot to be successful, and I'm very proud of both of them. We come back, we're going to talk some more about Black History Month after these messages. Twin Tales, stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. My blog is there as well, jimsblog.biz. You can link there or go there directly. And the new blog post is on blogging itself. Actually, my blog post this time is about blogging. So check that out. And if you're on Twitter, if you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Clara Villarosa is our guest. She is here to. She and Don Hunter are here to help me celebrate Black History Month. And Don had just told us about what happened in his community, his family, in Bakersfield, California, during Black History Month. They had a celebration and a carnival and that kind of thing. And Claire, tell us what you guys in the past.
There wasn't much that was done in my family, but I made it a real tradition as I was with my children, because they were growing up in Denver, Colorado, which isn't a very integrated community. And so I wanted to instill it within them Black pride. And so we made a big issue of, during Black History Month, of doing even more research and finding out unknown facts about African American and their history. And it really helped them, because when they went to an integrated school and they were talking about African Americans and African American history, then the teachers stood up because they knew more information than the teachers.
You know, when we look back on, of course, some of the greats, George Washington Carver, 300 derivative products from peanuts.
Right.
I mean, when I think about him, I want to hug him because he gave us peanut butter, right?
Innovation and creativity.
I mean, if it hadn't been for him, we wouldn't have Reese Cups, for goodness sakes, Don. I mean, what kind of a world would that be, right?
Right.
It's the little things in life.
Exactly, and so there's so many things. I'll tell you something that happened to me about 7 or 8 years ago. I heard Maya Angelou speak, one of the great poets of our time, and
good friend of mine, and she was there for the opening of the Human Bookstore.
Really?
In Harlem. Yes.
Wow.
She was my speaker.
Wow, God, that's a great story. I'm glad to know that. Well, let me tell you what she said. Then you guys can talk. You can say something about her if you want to. She said, and I wish I could play her speech right now, because it was just breathtaking for me. But she said, basically, I stand on the shoulders of those who have gone before me. And she talked about those people, she called them by name, her mother, her grandmother, her grandparents, her father, whatever, how all the different people that had, and that she knew what they went through to allow her to be who she is today, what she is today. And she said this, and I've never forgotten this. She says, I stand on their shoulders. Don, what do you think about that statement?
I think that was the brilliance of Maya Angelou over the years, to connect African Americans and help us reflect back on where we've come. Just the tone of her voice actually gave us that spirit from the past. And
right.
She's always been one of my favorites.
Claire, what do you think?
Well, I had lunch with her at her home last summer,
And I'm jealous.
Okay. When I think about her and what she said, and also what she says to us, is that, yes, we stand on the shoulder of others. We have to provide the shoulders for those who go after us.
Right. And I'll tell you something. What that speech made me do was think more. I felt like I had always been reverent, given reverence to my ancestors, to my parents, my grandparents, and all that. But it actually made me reflect more on their life, what they went through. My dad was in World War II. Thinking back on the struggles that my mom and my dad had raising us five children, with the blue collar job. When I think back on that, and I think about what they did, what they sacrificed to give me the ability to do what I do, and I state to myself this all the time. I say I stand on their shoulders, and it's a gift of love beyond which we can. It's hard to even imagine, isn't it, Don?
Yes, it is, and it's a responsibility that we all have to humanity, is to remind us of where we came from.
What do you have to say, Clara? And since it's Black History Month, and you're a black woman, I want you to talk to the black younger generations out there. What do you have to say to them on this day?
Well, one of the things I want them to do is to look into their own history of their family. My granddaughter came to me and said, Grandma, you talked about Aunt Betty that was a slave, your great aunt. Tell me about that story. Mm-hmm. And she wrote about the story. While we are alive, our young people really need to talk to us about our history so we develop that sense mm-hmm. of pride individually and collectively as families, and then share our stories.
But Clara, but Don, those stories often are fraught with pain and horrible things that happened. How does a black American learn those stories, understand that history, appreciate what happened, stand on those shoulders, but then focus forward without being angry and do it in a positive way, the way you and Claire have done? How have you guys pulled that off?
Well, I would say one word, leverage. And I would use that emotion, whatever that invokes, you as an African-American person, use that as leverage to propel you into the future.
Yeah.
And understand the pain and the struggle and the determination and the willpower and just the belief, the faith that was displayed in order to...
Hold on to that thought, Don. I got to take a quick break, folks. We'll get more to come with Don and Clara after these messages. Stay with me. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Don Hunter is our guest, along with Clara Villarosa. Don, how do we contact you? How do we find you online?
I'm at www.donaldhunterfinancial.com.
DonaldHunterFinancial.com. Go ahead.
DonaldHunterFinancial.com.
All right, so check that out, folks, and find out what Donald does. And Clara, how do we find you? How do we find your book?
www.claravillarosa.com.
All right, and then find your book there, and her book
the
is...
book and my website and the book.
There you go. Down to Business is her book. And folks, I hope you'll check them out, and of course, they'll be back again real soon. We're celebrating Black History Month with these two, and I want to ask you this question. America has a black president. And my question to you, Clara, is does this particular president, because of his background, does he have a little extra pressure on him with regard to being the first black president, and for what that might accrue to future the future opportunities for black politicians? What do you think?
Most assuredly. The pressure is on.
So he could mess it up, right?
Anybody could, but there's more pressure on because he is different. He is African American, and you think historically about African Americans, the assumption is that they're underachievers.
Mm-hmm.
And here is an overachiever.
Right.
Not only did he achieve, because he aspired and now owns the highest job in the land. He
yeah.
is over everybody, not
mm-hmm.
just African Americans, but everybody. What it does, it shows that we can. We
yeah.
can overcome, and we can do it. It shows it not just for African Americans, but all people.
But it shows. It shows. It's. But now here's the thing, though. There's no question, Clara, that it shows. It demonstrates his level
capacity,
of excellence
yes.
that he's achieved. But it also speaks a lot, Don, I think, to America, that actually has gotten to the point where they would elect a black American, but. But the question now is: now we're beyond that. We're, you know, his success is there. The country's moved on.
Been there, done that.
Now, Don, what about whether he succeeds or not? What's that gonna portend for future African American, Black American politicians?
Well, I mean, his success depends on a lot of factors. I mean, I think, you know, he stepped into office at a time when the country is going through great transition. And I just look at his performance so far, and what he teaches young African Americans and African American entrepreneurs is not all about intellect. It's also about emotional intelligence.
Is he talking to them about these things?
But he demonstrates.
You mean by his demonstration,
self control,
yeah, right? Yep.
And I think that's one of his greatest assets. Is one of his, I would call it a weapon.
Do you think, Don? Do you think that young African American men are when they think of Barack Obama, do they put him on the same level of reverence that they do for Michael Jordan or some, you know, basketball player, football player, or musician? Do they see him that way?
I think they do, and this is
I hope they
why
do.
I say that.
I hope
and
they do.
When he performs and actually stands up and demonstrates that he's not afraid of the attacks,
right?
That he endures,
right?
And when he demonstrates that he's a very skilled politician,
right?
It's the same thing as Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Claire? What do you think about that?
I think he does such a great job. And when you think just what happened right after the election, that has sustained itself in a very quiet way.
What do you mean?
Everybody was celebratory.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
All
yeah,
the
okay.
African-American mm-hmm. men were saying, we finally made it. And that's perpetuated, but not in the same celebrative way, but
right.
in a very quiet way by his handling himself, managing himself under fire.
I hope
with challenges that's what all of them are experiencing.
I hope that one of the great legacies of his experience as president is that he gives that this is something really that caps off a lot of the negative of the past and really sets the relationships between all Americans up and sets it up in a much more positive direction. I hope that's one of the great legacies of his presidency. Clara Villarosa, Donald Hunter.
Gives us hope.
Thank you for both being
thank
here.
You.
Good job. Happy Black History Month. And we'll see you guys next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.